There is a rising voice in late-night comedy, Ziwei Fumudo, who goes simply by Ziwei, debuted her no-holds-barred take on race and social issues in America on television on Sunday in a new self-titled sketch show. Amna Nawaz caught up with Ziwei for our ongoing arts and culture series, Canvas.
What bothers you more, slow walkers or racism?
That's a real question.
Interviews you can't look away from.
Amazing, love it. Could we perhaps make it blacker?
Skits with an unflinching eye.
Message.
And songs you won't soon forget.
Let the wealth trickle down, let the money hit the floor.
All brought to you by...
Hi, I'm Ziwei.
In her new self-titled comedy program on Showtime.
I've been doing this art for 6 or 7 years. And and no one cared. No one watched these videos. No one shared my clips. It's honestly surreal to see these dreams sort of realized.
29-year-old comedian Ziwei made a name for herself with a provocative interview style.
Under what circumstances would black people look alike?
They were wearing masks.
The answer is families. In families, black people look alike. Don't you think black people have families?
Yes.
Yes, you don't think black people have families?
Oh, no.
Baited. On her YouTube show, Baited with Ziwei, she presented her fellow comedians with impossible-to-answer questions.
Are Indians the black people of Asians?
You want a soundbite?
Yeah, I want a soundbite.
Hi!
Last year, stuck at home in the pandemic, she took her craft to Instagram Live, interviewing pop culture voices like playwright Jeremy O'Harris and actor and activist Alyssa Milano.
This is the first time I've ever gone live.
Through a series of direct questions on race, Ziwei elicited some illuminating answers.
Huey Newton?
I don't know who that is.
Stokely Carmichael?
I don't know who that is.
As America was gripped by nationwide calls for racial justice, Ziwei's work caught on. Hundreds of thousands tuned in.
Do you think that these conversations resonated in a certain way, caught on that the way they did because of what we were going through as a country?
So I think that the racial uprisings of 2020 really allowed discussing race to be at the forefront of American media. And so that opened people up to having these really intense conversations that ultimately are long overdue.
What makes a good conversation for you?
I think ultimately it has to be funny. I want people to laugh because I'm a professional comedian. But as far as the actual, like the depth of the conversation, all I'm looking for is vulnerability and honesty. And because there's nothing that we can manufacture that is as vital as just everyone putting their cards on the table.
Among her guests, some who'd been publicly condemned for controversial comments.
Honestly, I'm really nervous.
Like food writer Allison Roman, formerly of Bon Appetit and the New York Times, who faced a massive backlash for insulting Marie Kondo, the decluttering guru, and Chrissy Teigen, former model turned lifestyle mogul, both of whom are Asian.
Now, can you name 5 Asian people?
Yes.
Allison Roman is not an anomaly. So I think instead of villainizing her in particular, it's better to really talk about the society and the constructs in which that allow us to talk about race in this way.
And one of the questions you ask her, which is something you ask a lot of your guests, is how many black friends do you have?
I have, like, I would say 4 to 5 black friends that would pick me up at the airport.
4 to 5? You are the third person to say they have 4 to 5 black friends in the last week to me.
Why is that a revealing question to you?
Ultimately, there is no right answer. And that's intentional, right? That sort of inability to win really sets the stage for a really compelling conversation about race. Because suddenly, any response that you give is not only wrong, but it just is more reflective over your inner ideas and inner monologue.
I'm wondering why you think people want to talk to you. Why do you think they agree to come on your show?
Some of them are fans of my comedy. Some of them are interested in being part of public discourse. And others are just, you know, searching for a thrill. So it really just depends on the respective guest.
Ziwei's own experiences with racism inform her work today.
I am a black woman. I have had people confronting me about race since I was old enough to speak. I've definitely been at many a party where someone starts bringing up their Black friend out of nowhere, and you're looking around like, wait, sir, I've just met you. Why are you talking about this? Why are you touching my hair? Why are you calling me chocolate? And so thinking about these conversations as people of color that we have all of our lives, I'm just bringing this life experience of absurdity around race to the screen.
She cut her teeth in the comedy world with internships at The Daily Show and The Colbert Report, eventually landing a writing gig for The Rundown with Robin Thede, one of the only Black hosts on Late Night. She went on to write for comedy duo Desus and Mero. Z-Way hopes her show will open doors for new voices in the industry.
I see comedy as a microcosm of the real world. A lot of spaces with any sort of power are dominated by white men. A lot of the people I have on my show are for some writers, for some producers. And so I was really interested in employing and elevating those voices that maybe have been looked aside or been looked over in history.
After years of having her full name butchered by hosts at stand-up shows, Z-Way is keeping it simple.
So Z-Way, you've reached single name status, right? You're up there with Madonna and Cher, right?
I am the Madonna of comedy. That's what I always say. It's so weird.
You can watch or stream Z-Way's show Z-Way on Showtime. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Amna Nawaz.